Well, the main motivation was to hopefully prevent the tariffs, was to prevent the government from artificially obstructing Americans' access to goods and services produced abroad. When the government obstructs our access to goods and services produced abroad, it makes us less prosperous than we otherwise would be. That's the main object. A secondary object was to better instruct not only people in the administration, but whoever would read the letter, about the basic principles of economics, and that is trade makes us richer. And trade makes us richer not because of what we export, but it makes us richer because of what we import. The exports are the price we pay for what we import. And this fact seems to not be understood by the people in the current administrations. We run trade deficits when foreigners look around the world and look at all the potential countries in which they can invest, and they say, America is a great place to invest. Let's invest in America. In order to invest in America, foreigners need dollars. To accumulate those dollars, they buy fewer American exports. That's what causes our trade deficit. And so, but the dollars don't stay abroad. They're not buried in mattresses. They come back to America as investment. Why should we be upset if foreigners want to invest here? We should be pleased. We should be proud. Moreover, that investment helps our economy. Just as if you save more and invest in America, so too if someone across the pond saves more and invests in America. We're all benefited by that. A trade deficit is a symptom of American success. The Trump administration should be proud of the trade deficit rather than ashamed of it and trying to prevent it.